Now, a look back on our three-hour lunch. The Sports Station, 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back in, Mr. Grissom South, three-hour lunch, 104.5 The Zone. Want to talk to somebody who has a chance to play in a Super Bowl, perhaps?
It's not us.
It is definitely not us. Packers center Scott Wells joins us on 104.5 The Zone. Hey, Scott, what's going on, man?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How cold is it in Chicago? And does that even matter since you've been in Green Bay for, what, five, six, seven years?
7 years.
Yeah.
7 years here. Well, I think it's supposed to be somewhere in the mid-20s when we play.
Crap, that's balmy, man.
The temp's not the problem. It's whether or not the wind picks up.
Well, what about all this talk about the field? Have you guys been out on the field yet?
No, we're not in Chicago right now. We're in Green Bay.
Okay.
We leave tomorrow. So we played on that field late in the year, and it's probably similar to our field. It's just anytime you deal with the winter up here in the Midwest, it tears the grass up. So, I mean, that's part of it, but it's the same for each team.
Does it favor the offense or the defense? That's been a question that's come up today, and we don't know the answer. So we'll just let you explain it.
Well, if the turf's bad, it can slow everything down, which you'd think would – favor the offensive line. That's what we tend to think sometimes, because if they have speed guys, it tends to slow them down a little bit. But I don't think it really favors anybody, because at the same time, we're having to change our footwork up to ensure that we have great footing in the turf. So it doesn't really, I think, give either side the advantage.
Talk about what it's like to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you are the guy giving the ball to Aaron Rodgers. You ever sometimes think to yourself, man, I can't believe how good this guy is. I mean, how much fun is it to play as an offensive lineman for a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I know every game we're in, we feel like it doesn't matter what the score is, we have a chance to win just because of things he does with the ball. He's done some things lately that have, I think, has amazed everybody, especially in the Atlanta game. He played like I've never seen anybody play, kind of out of his mind how good he played. So
yeah.
we just told him we need a couple more weeks like that.
Have you seen these stats? I mean, 22 touchdowns in the last 9 games, only 2 interceptions. I mean, it's hard to imagine anybody playing at a higher level than him at that position.
Right. Now, he makes good decisions with the football, and I think the coaches do an outstanding job of scheming the plays and calling the right plays, and then Aaron does an excellent job of improvising when he has to. He escapes pressure out of the pocket well, that makes us look good sometimes, and he kind of is the all-around package. He can run the ball if necessary. He can act like he's going to run and then flick with a flick of his wrist, get the ball 30, 40 yards downfield. So definitely he's a threat running and passing.
He also seems like he plays with a real, like, right on that fine line between cockiness and swagger. What's he talk like in the huddle? I mean, does he expect to score a touchdown every time you guys come on the field? I mean, what's he like just kind of on the field during the games?
Well, basically before every game, he just tells us we know what we have to do. No one can beat us if we don't beat ourselves. And we just take it a play at a time. We are focused on moving the chains. And then when we get in the red zone, we know we need touchdowns. So every time we get in the red zone, he says, all right, let's convert. Let's get the touchdown. We need 6. And then it's expected. We expect when we're in the red zone to get touchdowns.
Former Tennessee Volunteer, Brentwood Academy, offensive lineman, defensive lineman, Scott Wells playing in the NFC Championship game coming up on Sunday. Scott, a lot's been said about the history of this rivalry. You guys certainly feel that, right? And as Levy Smith said, Bears coach said, you know, we don't like each other. You definitely feel that stuff, right?
We don't. We have a mutual respect for one another, but it's easy to respect someone and not like them at the same time. So it is a heated rivalry that's huge with the fan base, because the fans are so close geographically. Chicago's about 3.5-hour drive from Green Bay. It's two of the older teams in the NFL. It's the oldest rivalry in the NFL, as everyone has said. So two teams very familiar with one another, have played with a lot at stake, and it's definitely each time you play the Packers and you see it on the schedule, that's a game that's circled as one you want to win. To have an opportunity to play them for the third time in 1 year is huge, especially with the NFC Championship at stake.
Well, you played them. I think that's kind of an interesting point. I mean, I think the Bears and the Packers have only played one time in the playoffs before now. You've played them twice this year. When you go back and look at the film, do you expect the games to be similar to those two games, or are you expecting a completely different game plan? I mean, what do you just expect? You're a center. You have to make a lot of the calls about blocking and everything else. Do you expect it to be similar to the times you played them the previous this year?
Well, the individuals, individuals – technique and how they play things doesn't really change from game to game. They may throw a new wrinkle in as far as schematically, but as you know, their nose tackle, their defensive ends, they play the way they're coached to play, and they do an excellent job of playing their scheme well. Their defensive line does a good job of getting penetration and funneling everything up to the linebackers, who don't miss very many tackles. So really it's very familiar with their team. They're very familiar with ours. So I don't see the scheme changing a whole lot. There may be a couple of new wrinkles, but what it's going to come down to is who executes the little things the best and whose fundamentals are better. And you know, if you take care of the football and your technique and fundamentals are solid, then you should be able to win the game.
You've got a unique perspective as the center. You had Brett Favre, who leaves, and then you get Aaron Rodgers. At what point did you start to think, this Aaron Rodgers guy is going to be pretty damn good? I mean, were you aware of how good he was going to be when he took over for Brett Favre? Were you nervous about that process? I mean, kind of from a center perspective, I mean, you have to have a pretty good relationship with your quarterback. Kind of take us through how that went down for you and when you knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be a good quarterback in his own right.
I'd say the eye-opening moment for me was at Dallas a couple years ago when Brett was injured. We were down by a couple of scores. Yeah. I can't remember exactly what. And Aaron came back and brought us back, and we had an opportunity to win that game. And it's in a hostile environment, backs against the wall. He kind of came out of nowhere. No one expected Brett to get hurt that game. We were kind of getting our heads beat in at the time. And he steps up and single-handedly, more or less, brings us back into the game. So, I mean, we ended up losing, but it was an eye-opening moment for everyone else to see, okay, this guy's for real. He can do some great things with the football. And then all he was waiting on was an opportunity. That was his first opportunity. And each time he was given the ball after that, he seemed to have gotten better and better and better. And once he became a full-time starter, he's I think, eclipsed a lot of people's expectations.
Yeah.
But not his own. His expectations for himself are high. He expects to do phenomenal things every time he touches the ball.
Packers center Scott Wells with us on 104.5 The Zone.
One thing he does that seems pretty cool is he does the championship belt sign when he scores the touchdowns. Is that only for rushing touchdowns? Is that when he does that? Or does he do it all the time? Have you thought about the reason?
I've seen it mainly on the rushing touchdowns, but a lot of the times when he throws the ball, I don't get to really see what he does immediately because I'm blocking.
Yeah.
So I saw John Abraham, I think it was, or the when he sacked him.
I think that's who it was.
He did the championship belt. Was there a reaction in the huddle from Aaron Rodgers after the championship belt sign was given?
No, I didn't even know he did it until I saw the film. So
yeah.
No, nothing was said, and guys do it. It's, you know, defensive guys like to see what the offensive guys do as a celebration, so if they make a play, that's part of trying to get in their head. But I don't know. I think it's pretty clever. I've never seen anybody do it.
What would you do if you got to score? That's where I was going
to
lead into.
We need to come up with something for you, Scott.
You recover a fumble. You've just beaten the Bears. You're going to the Super Bowl. What is the Scott Wells celebratory moment?
Well, one thing's going to depend on how tired I am at the time.
Can you dunk the ball over the goal? Can you get up?
No way, man. I was a wrestler. I can't.
So what would your move then? You haven't even thought about this? If you make the play to win the game.
Believe me, that ball's not leaving my hand. If I score a touchdown, that ball's not leaving my hand. I don't know. If I did anything, I'm sure I would get a 15-yard penalty. So it would be over the top.
Hey, explain to us James Starks, a running back, because, you know, national football fan saw, you know, what he did during the season. If you look at the numbers, 29 carries, 101 yards. Then he busts out in the playoffs. Were you guys surprised by his production level in the postseason?
Maybe a little bit, but some of it in the regular season was limited opportunities. He was injured for the most part of the season. I don't remember what week he was actually activated. He was on the PUP list. So he missed all the training camp, missed all of mini camp. He came in, I think he injured his hamstring or something early on. So we all kind of knew he had to be good for them to keep him as long as they did. And I think he was kind of the same way. He wanted to get some confidence, get out there, break a few big runs, and kind of ride the roller coaster there at the end. But now we have high expectations for him, and I think he does for himself. We know what he can do. He's shown us, so now we expect it every time.
Scott, you're a Middle Tennessee guy who said you went to Brentwood Academy. You're going up against a quarterback who played at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's also three other players on Bears are from the Middle Tennessee area, played for Vanderbilt. As a UT guy, don't you feel a little bit like you owe it to a Vanderbilt guy? Wouldn't it make it a little bit sweeter to just kind of get that last win over a Vanderbilt guy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's weird because, you know, I don't really one-on-one, I don't play against
college, you're not going to try to sack him or anything,
right.
But wouldn't that feel a little bit better?
But, you know, I definitely want to win for very obvious reasons, but I don't think necessarily where he went to school has anything to do with it.
You watch UT. I mean, have you paid much attention to that transition? I'm assuming you had a pretty good relationship with Phil Fulmer. Kiffin comes in for 1 year. Obviously, it's a huge deal down here with Derek Dooley. Have you paid a lot of attention? Did you watch the Music City Bowl? I mean, what's your read on the UT football program right now?
Well, I watched as many games as I could up here. A lot of them aren't broadcast up here.
Right.
So we're in Big Ten country, unfortunately, so I have to watch those games.
Yeah.
But I think Coach Dooley's doing an excellent job. I think he came into a tough situation. You're right, I was close with Coach Fulmer. I wasn't real happy when he was relieved of his duties and the direction they went for that 1 year. But I think now things seem to be on the right track, and I think he showed at the second part of the season that his system works. He just has to get the players to be in it and to learn his system and be able to evolve in that system and open it up a little more. When you bring a new system in, you kind of have to have it tight at first. And as the players get used to it, you can start throwing all your plays in there. And I think as the season went on, they became much better, and I think the quarterback's doing an excellent job.
Packer center Scott Wells with us. Real quick, Scott, for those guys listening that love football, and obviously most of our listeners love football, what is it like for you to grow up, play the sport, play for Green Bay in that historic market in that town, and to sit here a day away, a day and a half away from an NFC championship game?
I mean, it's huge. I had a talk with my wife the other day, and I said, I don't know if I approach this game like any other game or if I enjoy the moment. It's a tough call. And I think I've been in one other NFC championship game, and we came up short, and that was a bad feeling. I don't want that feeling again. So it's exciting. It's, you're one step away from playing in the big game that every kid, I think, dreams about, and having an opportunity to go out there and secure a spot in that is huge, and it's definitely something I've looked forward to and definitely going to take advantage of it.
Clay mentioned that you've snapped balls to Aaron Rodgers, also Brett Favre. I'm curious, what's the opinion of the Green Bay fan base about Brett Favre and everything that he's been through?
Well, you have your diehard fans that have stuck through him through thick and thin, and we had got people that would still wear number 4 jerseys here when they were Green Bay jerseys when we played the Vikings. So
yeah.
I think for the most part, he will always be a Packer. As far as off the field concerns, they are what they are. A lot of people don't get wrapped up in it, but I think as a player, people will see him as a Packer, and they've moved on now. They've turned the page. Aaron's our guy, and the amount of support that he's gained over the past three years is tremendous. It's almost like nothing ever happened before that. The whole controversy didn't happen. So he's doing an excellent job, and we're happy to have him.
Is it like college? I mean, you went to a UT where everybody, roots for you. It's kind of a small-town environment. Did you feel less of an NFL jump? Did it feel more like a collegiate environment when you got up there for the training camp and everything else in a small town?
It was a much smoother transition going from Knoxville to Green Bay. Green Bay is a lot like Knoxville. I think there's a little over 100,000 people in the city here. So it's a small town, very blue-collar workers, hard workers, middle-class, working-class families. So it's not the huge metropolitan area that, say, like Miami or, even Nashville. Nashville's huge compared to Green Bay as far as being a city. So it was a smooth transition. It was easy. You can get anywhere in 15 minutes here. So that's nice. I talked to other guys that went to other teams, and it was a nightmare. They're talking about how far away they had to live from the facility, what they had to pay for houses. So definitely, I was definitely blessed to be able to come here.
Scott, we appreciate the time, man. Good luck this weekend. We'll be watching, certainly.
All right, I appreciate it.
We want to see that touchdown celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, because that means somebody fumbled.
See you, buddy.
All right. We'll
All right, man.